Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this is Shvi's special schools for Gil Shoshana Bas, Necha Gittel, Baruch Abba Tzlach, Baruch Amas Yadeh, and Sir Rabbi Moshe Mordechai, and for Moshe Yudah Ben Peshadina, Baruch Abba Tzlach, Baruch Amas Yadeh. It says in the Gemara in Ksubas in the Fiyot HaTzamid Beis, that if two people signed an Ashtar, and they died, and they can't be made on their Chasima, and then two people came from the Shuk, and they said, we know that this is their Ksav Yad, but they were anus, they were ketanim, they were psuli edus, they're ne'amanim to say this and to pass all the shtar. But if there are other edim, that it's their ksav yad, or their ksav yad appears from another place, and you can verify it based on the edim or the other ksav yad, then the halacha is that they're not believed. Frek the Gemara, are you umagbinan bekishtar mahalia? What if these edim are not believed? You collect from this star like it's a good star. Why is that? Treu treininu. It's two against two. You have two edim who say that it's a good star, and you have two edim who say it's not a good star. So Rav Shesha says, as a meris, this brisa that says that you collect with this star and you're not choshesh for the edim that are makhish the star teaches us that hakhosha, edus, that denies the other edim, and they say the maisa didn't happen like they said, that the way they testified. The edus hamukheshes, the edus that is being contradicted, is not misbatel, is not completely nullified, but it's tchilas hazamahi. It's the beginning of a hazama. It's the beginning of edus that does hazama to another edus. What's edus hazama? That the edim say that you were made b'sheker. Because if when you say you were made on Tuesday afternoon, you were with us in Makom Ploni. And in such an instance, we completely believe the second group of edim. And the first group gets the punishment that they wanted to give the people they were testifying about. So, here also, we say that this edus of hakhosha is the beginning of hazama. And what does that mean? That means, v'kishem shein mizim es ha'idim ela b'fneihem, kacha ma'im makrishim es ha'idim ela b'fneihem. Just like you cannot do hazama unless those edim are there, so to hakhash you can't do unless they're there. Mimeva, since these edim died and they're not here anymore, and we connect hakhash to hazama, so just like by hazama you have to have the edim there who you're being mazim, so too by hakhash you have to have the edim who are being contradicted. And these edim who are being contradicted are dead. So memela, it is considered ashtara ma'aliyah, and you can collect with it because they're not here to contradict them anymore. So Rav Nachman says to Rav Sheshes, what are you talking about? If the edim were here and then the other edim were makrish them, that chasha would be a good hakhasha, and we wouldn't listen to the edim hashtar to collect the shtar based on their words because it's edim mukheshes. So now that they're not here, maybe if they were here, maybe they would even be mode. If they were here, then we wouldn't collect with it because it's edus mukheshes, it's two against two. Now that they're not here, maybe even worse so, maybe they would have said, you're right. Right, we really were anusim ayinu ketanam ayinu psuli edus ayinu. So can you say that the edim and the shtar are believed? Rav Nachman doesn't accept Rav Sheshes. And Rav Nachman says, fakert. Rav Nachman says, no. The brisa doesn't mean that the edim who pasul the shtar are naman and the edei ashtar are naman. Rather, we say, uki trei lahadei trei, two against two, and uki memona b'cheskes merei, and establish the money misafek in the chazak of the person who's holding on to it. We're not motzi from the love, and if the malva is tofes, he gets it. Uki trei lahadei trei, vuki mamona b'cheskes merei. And that's just like we have the case of Bar Shatia. Bar Shatia was a person, sometimes he was a bar das, sometimes he was a shaita. And one time he sold his karka. And then he said, afterwards, I wasn't a bar das at the time I sold it. Two people came and said when he was a shaita, he sold it. His mechir was nothing. Two other people came and said, no. When he was healthy, he sold it. When he was lucid, he sold it. So Rav Ashi said, Uki trei lahadei trei, two against two. And you establish the money, b'cheskes bar shatia. You take the karka that's under contention here, and you give it to bar shatia. And this is only if he has a cheskes avos, that he yarshin the karka from them. If he doesn't have a cheskes avos, you say he sold it when he was a shota. If he doesn't have a cheskes avos, we say that he bought it as a shota, and he sold it as a shota. And just like the buying was a shelter, the buying was in the same as the selling, and he loses his cheskes marakama to be mevatel the mechira, because his buying was also b'shibit when he was a shelter. Ad kan midivrei haGemara. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Jewish V'chidish asks, what are we bringing the case of Bar Shatya for? To prove Uki Trei Lahadei Trei, that we say two against two, and Uki Mamona B'cheskes Merei. We not know that misafik we're not motzi mamon. Well, why do we have to bring Bar Shatya to tell us that misafik we're not motzi mamon? We don't know that. So look there in Rabbi Kiveger in the Drush V'Chiddush, he's matarit that you would think that treu trei is sveka d'oraisa. We're not mamid ala chazaka. Removes all the chazakas, and now the din should be yachloku, since it's a real safik be'etzim. The din's going to be achlokul. It comes from Nachman. He says it's not true. Trei u'trei, you are ma'amid al chazaka, even trei u'trei, and therefore we're ma'amid v'cheskes merei. So again, the havamina would have been that normally we know we're ma'amid ma'amid v'cheskes marakama, but here it's different because it's a suffix. It's trei u'trei. It's a suffix. It's a real valid strong suffix. Batsim. So me'mele the no more chazakas in yachlokul. So kamash malan now. Mamidim aronim amona b'cheskes merei. And Yevamos lamed aleph amed aleph. There's also this sugya of Bar Shatya. And the Gemara there proves that trei u'trei doesn't make a suffik d'oraisa. That mid d'oraisa there's no suffik. It's only a chumer d'rabbanan that we're machmir of trei b'trei. Be choshish for the suffix. It's only we're only take into account these eidim din derabbanan, but the suffix is not a suffix d'arais. It's only a suffix derabbanan. Because if two against two would be a sveka d'araisa, and min hadin. The original chazaka would not be effective. Min hadin, meaning midin daraisa, the original chazaka would not have been effective daraisa, and we wouldn't have been mamid the karka b'cheskes bar shatya. Because just like a chazaka kamaisa doesn't work if you have a safek. If you have a suffix d'oraisa, so too cheskes marakama doesn't work. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. But if that's the case, And where does it help us that Trei Utrei is only a Suffik D'Rabbanan? That Mid'Rabbanan, we don't follow the Chazakah if it's a Suffik of Trei Utrei. But Min HaTorah, the Chazakah is effective. How does it help us that it's only a Suffik D'Rabbanan? To be Ma'amid the Karka, Becheskes Bar Shatya. Why don't we say Sof Midrabbanan? The Chazakah doesn't help if you have such a Suffik. If you have two against two, why does it matter if it's a Suffik Durabbanan or a Suffik Doraisa? Sof Bar Shatya shouldn't get it? I want to talk about this. So again, in Yevamos, we prove from Bar Shatya that Trei Utrei is only a Suffik Durabbanan. It would be a Suffik Doraisa, he wouldn't be able to keep the Karka. But even if it's a Sveika D'Rabbanan, why should he be able to keep the Karka? At the end of the day, Mid D'Rabbanan, we have a Suffik, whether it's his or not. Sagon Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was Miyashev, that if Trei Utrei is a Sveika D'Araisa, the Yesoda Din is that Suffik in such a case, in such a Suffik, there's no Hachra of Chazaka. If Trei Utrei is a Sveika D'Araisa, that means that you can't be machriya with a chazaka. And therefore it's pashut that the mamlon doesn't go to the marakama. But if Trei Utrei is only sveika d'rabbanan, it emerges then the mitzad, etzem ha-safek, there's a hachra of chazaka. Just the rabbis were machriya not to go after the chazaka. So that's only in cases of iser. But that's not shaykh to mamlon. Because in mamlon, what do you mean, be machmir and don't follow the suffix? A chumra lezeh is a kula lezeh. If it's a chumra and you say to him, say to the marakama, you can't keep it, give it to the other person. It's right, it's a chumra and the marakama, but it's a kula for the person you're giving it to. Either way, look at it, a kula is going to come out. And therefore, since either way a kula is going to come out, we go back to the Din Daraisa, and we're Ma'amid al Chazaka, like the Maharsha writes, Daf Chavav, on the base, and the Chubas Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Chelek Aleph, Sof Simen Kuf Lamed Vav. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan's teretz is that if the reason we're Machalik in the Gemara between whether Trei Utrei is Sveika Daraisa or Sveika Darabanan is that if it were a Sufik Daraisa, then we would have a Sufik Be'etzem, and we wouldn't be able to be Ma'amid al Chazaka. But since it's only a Suffik D'Rabbanan, we say Midaraisa, we are Ma'amid al Chazaka. Aye, the rabbis were Machmir, if we have Trei Utrei. But in Mammon, it doesn't help it to say, let's be Machmir. Because if you're Machmir for one, you're Makel for the other. So in Mammon, we say, be Ma'amid al Din Torah and give it to the person who has a Chazaka. Again, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Eichet Tzadik Lefracha, and Shari Chaim, and Simon Tzamech Gimel and Ksubis, says that we can explain this, we can answer these kashas differently. The kasha of the Achron, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, and others. And how does it help to say that it's a that Trei Utrei is only a Suffik D'Rabbanan, Sof D'Rabbanan, you can't be Ma'amid al Chazaka. And the kasha of Rabbi Kiva and Trishul Chiddush, what's the raya from Bar Shatya? Did we not know that Mi Suffik Lo Mafkina Memona? What's the chiddush? Why are we bringing him here in the Gemara to prove? Oh, in the Suffolk, we're not Motzi Mammon. We already knew that without Bar Shatya. So explains Reb Chaim that the Achronim, the Kunshut Sveikas, and Klal Aleph, Oshei, Shiv Shemaitza, Shemaitza Dalet, Perakov Dalet, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chuvah Simen Lamed, Zion, have a famous Chakira about Din Cheskes Marakama. When we say in Mammonis that a person has a cheskes marakama, he was the original owner, and therefore he gets to keep it when we're not sure. Where does that come from, this chazaka? Is it midin hame davar al cheskaso, like chazaka kemaisa and isurim, like when you have a chazaka in matters of isur veheter? That just like there, the din is that you're mamid hadavar b'cheskes masha haya b'tchila kodim shenar lada safek, and we say that it didn't change. So to gabe mamin, when there was a suffix that was born, who it belongs to? Your mamid also becheskes, the person who it belonged to originally. So do we say it's midin chazaka kamaisa di surim, or do we say no, it's midin cheskus mammon? That just like cheskus mammon, if I'm holding on to money, and then somebody else comes and says it's mine, we say excuse me, but this person is holding on to it. Herman is holding on to it. You can't have it. So you need a raya. So too, if you have a case of a marakama, even if he's not literally holding on to it, if it was known that the chayfetz was his, he needs to bring a person needs to bring a raya to take it out of his rishus. Because even though now it might be in rishus harabim or in agam, wherever it is, it still belongs to the Bailam. It's as if he's still muchzik. So where does cheskas marakama come from? Does it come from hamei davar al cheskasa like chazaka kamaisa v'surim, or does it come from the world of cheskas mammon, of somebody actually holding on to money? So we find a number of stiris from the Gemara in Yevamos that says that if Trey Utrey was a Sveka Daraisa, we wouldn't be mamid the karka. But Cheskas Barashati at Smuchach, that the Din Marakama is like other dinim of Chazaka Kamaisa. And in an instance that we don't go after Chazaka Disurim, Disura, Cheskas Marakama would also not be effective. So if we would say that it's a chazaka of cheskas mammon, so then we wouldn't do anything. Even if you say that it's a safek daraisa, you just leave it as it is. So how can we say that if it were a safek daraisa, then you would take it away from him? We wouldn't be mamad the karka of cheskas barashatya. If it's considered like a cheskas mammon, and even if it's an absolute suffix daraisa, but he's still holding on to it. And when he's holding on to it, you don't do anything, even if it's an absolute suffix. You leave it as it is. From the fact that Gemara says that if we're a suffix daraisa, you take it out of the rishus of barashatya, you wouldn't have been mamet becheskus barashatya. So it must be we're dealing here with chazaka kamaisa. And then once you have a cheskus iser, and then there's an absolute suffix, so you lose the chazaka. So that's one raya that sveka daraisa, that the suffix of the chazaka of marakama is midin hamei davar al cheskasa like chazaka kamaisa b'isurim, and not midin cheskas mammon. One raya. The Kuntres HaSfekas proofs in Klal Aleph Os Dalid Rabbi Kiva Eger, also from Tosin Bava Basra Aflamid Beis Amid Beis VeHilchasa Bedas HaRashbam, that if you have a Sveka Dedina, it's not shaykh to say uki memona b'cheskus marakama. The Achronim explain that a cheskus marakama is like all other chazaka kamaisis. You assume that nothing changed. But if you have a sveka to dina, how can you assume nothing changed if you don't know the din? What does one have to do with the other? You can't be mamid a chazaka de meikara if you have a sveka de dina. This is discussed by the Mishnah Lamelech in Tumas Tziras Perakei Sof Halacha Aleph and the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. If you have a sveka de dina, it's not shaykh to say that you have a chazaka that nothing changed. you can look there for more information. But the point is that the Achronim learn that Cheskes Marakama is like a Chazaka Kamaisa. And therefore, if you have a Sveika Dedina, you don't say Cheskes Marakama. Mashen Kain, if it would be a Cheskes Maman, even if it would be a Sveika Dedina, so he's still holding on to it, don't do anything. But if the chazaka is that nothing changed, now we have a suffix in din, how does the fact that nothing changed impact the din? It doesn't. So mimela cheskes marakama is not going to be effective in a case of Sveika Dedina. Now, Shenken, if you would say that it's a Cheskes Maman, then even though it was a Sveika Dedina, you would still keep it in the Chazak of the person who's holding on to it. Al Kopanim, we have two Makaros that Cheskes Marakama is Medin Chazaka Kamaisa. On the other hand, we see in a number of places that the Yisod Din Cheskes Marakama is Medina Motzmei Chavrol V'Raya. Sheif Shmaitza, Shmaitza Dala, Perakov Dala proves that the Sugi of Gemara and Bava Basra, Tzadi Gimel Amad Aleph, that according to Shmuel, that Ein Holcha Mimomen Achara Rov. So just like you don't follow Mammon, you don't follow Rov and Mammon, so too Rov doesn't help to be Motzi from the Marakama. Look in the Crunches of Sveikas and Klav Avos Yidalf, what he writes about this. So if Cheskes Marakama was like a Chazaka Kemaisa, so the din is that a rove is which should be able to take out of a cheskes marakama, because dafka b'makom cheskes mama we don't go after a rove, but cheskes marakama which is like other cheskes issers, we go back to the rule of ruba chazaka ruba adif. So we would follow the rove. From the fact that we don't follow the rove when it comes to a cheskes marakama, it must be because it's cheskes maman. And therefore it's even stronger than a Chazaka de Meikar. Chazaka de Meikar, we do go after the Rove, but if you have a Cheskes Maman and a Cheskes Marakama, you don't go after the Rove. So it must be that Cheskes Marakama comes from Cheskes Maman. And therefore Rove is ineffective, like the Shmaitza says from the Gemara, to be Motzi Mi Marakama. It's one Raya that it's Midin Cheskes Mammon. We also have a Tosis above Mitzia, Kufam Ra'alef Di Ras Chulha, who says that Cheskes Marakama is better than Cheskes Muberis. Normally, in other Chazakas, we paskin Ksubasayin Heomid Beis and Tosis Di Ras Chulha of all the Cheskes Haguf is stronger than all other Chazakas. So if Cheskes Haguf is stronger than all other Chazakas, Cheskes Muberis is a Cheskes Haguf. So why do we say that a Marakama is stronger than Cheskes Muberis? It must be that Cheskes Marakama is between Cheskes Maman. The Marasha that we referenced earlier, Chafal Vavam and Beis, writes that Cheskes Marakama is effective to be Maman HaMaman B'Cheskaso, and it's as if he's Muchzuk Mamish B'Maman. You'll see from the Maharsha that it's like it's a Cheskes Maman, it's not a Cheskes, it's not a Chazaka Kamaisa, and therefore it's even stronger than a Cheskes Haguf. So now we have a couple of rayas that it's Midin Cheskes Maman, and not Midin Chazaka Kamaisa. Also, the Kunshus Sveikus proves Klal Aleph Ois Zayin. From the sheet of the Rambam, the Tur, who hold that Bari Vishema are not effective against the Cheskes Marakama. Because we paskin like Rabbanan, who say, Zekla Goldabadin, even if the Nizik says Bari and the Mazik says Shema, Hamoiti Mechavrel Viraya. And even if the Mammon isn't in his hands, even if he just is a cheskes marakama, still we say that he amotzi mechavrel v'raya. So you see that they're learning Rambam in the Tur that cheskes marakama is like a cheskes mammon, and therefore the bari is not effective. Amotzi mechavrel v'raya. Sheikh Shemaitz also brings the name of the Maribal, who understands Bipshitus that a migu isn't effective to be motzi mi marakama, just like it's not effective to be motzi mi muhsuk. So we're learning that marakama is just like a muhsuk, it's like a cheskes mammon. If it would be midin chazaka kemaisa, then the bari should be effective over the shema. In Cheskes Mammon we say Amotzi Mechaver El Varaya. So in Marakama is in the same category as Cheskes Mammon, as Cheskes Mammon. So now we have a number of rayas that it's Midin Cheskes Mammon and not Midin Chazaka Kamaisa. So how are we going to deal with this? So it's Hashem, in the next segment we will be Miyashiv the Steeris Ofen Mufla. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.